Husey and Kate's favourite bits so far. Catch up.
I said 1, 2, 3, are you ready for this?
1, 2, 3, are you ready for this?
The Husey and Kate catch up with Ed Cavalier.
Got a bung eye.
Yes, and how did it get bung? Because Ed is, you were the leader of the bung eye brigade.
Yeah, I was when I burst a blood vessel in my eye in the gym. And now it's just everywhere I look, I see bung stories. And the Love Island star from the UK has been left with bung eye because he's got a champagne cork that's hit him in the eye when he's in a nightclub in Ibiza.
Yep, so we've got him there, this Love Island guy. What's his name?
Theo.
Theo. We've got George Columbus.
Yep.
Because of a squash incident.
Yep, me.
You, because of, you know, hereditary and also because of your weight. No, I mean, my eyes are odd, obviously. They're not completely symmetrical.
Hereditary. And,
but it's a club that so many people want to join.
Guess who's bung? Bung again. Bung is back, so call in, 1310 1310 1310 16.
Best bung story gets a Bunnings voucher.
Jennifer.
Hi, how you going?
Yeah, great. What happened to your eye?
My nickname with some of my friends is actually Albie, as in Albie Bung Eye, because beautiful. I have lost my left eye when I was almost 2 years old to retinal cancer. So
yep.
I have an artificial eye, so I wear that. And with that obviously comes some pretty funny stories. So when you're 3 years old, you try to put everything in your mouth as you do. And my parents came home from a car trip one day to find my eye missing, searched the whole car floor to find that it was actually in my mouth and just before I swallowed it.
You had your own eye in your mouth.
Yeah, yeah. Well, kids are fascinated with putting things
in
their
mouth.
So my eye was no exception.
Well, it just come in and out. Does it come in and out without it? Can you just pop it out at any point?
Yeah, well, funny you should say that, because a little bit of pressure will pop it out. So I went on a school excursion when I was 13 to the waterworks. The water pressure in my face made it pop out. I spent the rest of the slide chasing my eye down the slide just before I hit the water pool and actually managed to catch it and pop it back in.
Oh, love these stories.
Yeah, and then I find actually scuba diving. Sometimes the pressure as you come up can pop it out and you find it floating in your mask. It has been known to go in people's coffees as a bit of a practical joke and for them to finish their coffee and find
come on.
Looking at them.
Jen. She's in the Hall of Fame.
Jen, you are going to be
bung.
You are on the Mount Bungmore here. You have done definite bunnings.
Go on. Double up. Double bung.
Double bunger.
Double bunnings.
Double bunnings for Jen's bung. Double.
Double.
$200.
$200. How do you feel about that, Jen?
I would love that, you know, and it helped me get over not being able to achieve my lifehood dream, which is I always wanted to be a school teacher, but I couldn't control my pupils.
Give her another one. Give her the drum. Do that.
Another voucher?
No, two vouchers.
Oh, yeah, two vouchers.
Yeah. Three vouchers.
The Husey and Kate catch up with Ed Cavalier.
I hope the Queen never has that experience of sitting in a, you know, the reception area of a doctor's surgery on a trip to Australia and then seeing an old edition of the New Weekly and seeing this headline, front page. Stars busted digging for treasure. What do you think that means? Do you know what I'm talking about here? Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
You don't. You generally don't know what I'm talking about.
I do, but I'm pretending I don't.
Oh, well, you do.
So they're picking their noses.
Booger Bonanza.
Booger Bonanza. I didn't know that bit. That's too far.
There's a photo.
That's too far.
There's a photo of the
Booger
Queen.
Booger Bonanza. The Queen. The Queen picks her nose.
The Queen.
She'd have someone to do it for her.
The Queen of England.
She should not have to pick her own nose. What is Meghan Markle for?
Whatever. If she wants to pick her own nose.
No.
You do not.
No, you pick it for her.
Whatever.
She gets a footman.
If she is picking her own nose, you do not take a photo of that.
Yes, she
do. Not publish that photo on the front of your New Weekly to sell a couple of extra copies.
That's funny.
You don't do it.
How far in there is she?
Look, and the.
Two knuckles?
Oh, look at this headline. This is the headline. That's snot royal behaviour. This is Zoo Weekly went out of.
Hang on, no.
Zoo
I will
out.
Not hear a word against Zoo.
But they went out of business.
No. When
they went out of
they
business.
They had Crystal on from Big Brother, who
Whatever.
Was a beautiful girl, and it was
even they wouldn't
had,
have
no,
done
no,
it.
No, they,
she they had, wouldn't have done
she'd
it.
She had lovely.
The editor
how do I say
Zoo
breasts
would,
on air?
The editor of Zoo
nice
Weekly would have gone.
No,
that's
for a
too
second.
Much.
How do you say breasts on air,
Sarge? New weekly?
Bosoms, thank you.
I don't even know if it's up her nose. I reckon she might be just on the cheek.
Bro, she's digging.
She's up to the second knuckle, mate.
She's dead set.
She's not.
Can I tell you about Zoo?
I love Zoo.
We all did. Look, it was a one. Look, can I say that? No, we didn't. It was appalling. Don't we have to say it was appalling now, even though we loved it? No, we hated it.
They wouldn't have done this to the Queen of England.
Do you know what they did do?
New Weekly.
They once had Crystal on, the front cover. Yeah. Well, don't give her last name. That's weird.
She knows who she is.
All right. And she's moved on now. She's doing a great job in the wellness space. Doing a great job.
I think she's got two kids.
Many years ago.
Maybe three.
She's on the cover of Zoo.
Yes.
And with the bosoms.
Yes.
And the headline was, they were sort of, you know, under a sort of bright light. And they were vaguely
booby bonanza. They
were vaguely oiled. And,
yeah,
and
yeah, yeah.
Crystal, her globes are warming.
Which is, I think, was a statement on the fact that global warming is happening. And has anyone listened to the Zoo? Does anyone do anything? We're flying around the country, aren't we?
This was years ago.
Exactly.
And they're on.
They're on.
The Husey and Kate catch up with Ed Cavalier.
Ed, you have been admiring my shoes. I know. You're looking at them.
I want to question your shoes. So what type of boots are you currently wearing?
I am Williams.
Okay,
this is not a paid advertisement.
No, not yet. So how long have you been rocking these?
I've been rocking these since early April.
How did you get them?
I got these when I parked. I parked my car, and as I'm trying to work out the parking, a little parking meter, which can be annoying in major cities and smaller cities around this, a man came up behind me and said,
okay,
can I pay for your parking? If you want to. He goes, yeah, and do you want a pair of shoes? Well, here we go. I'm not even going to get my parking paid for. I'm going to get a free pair of shoes. Okay. I said, what shoes? He said, behind me, R.M. Williams. I work there. I'll give you a pair of shoes.
Is he authorized?
I don't know.
Is he authorized to hand out R.M. Williams' money and shoes?
Well, I wasn't sort of, well, a pair of shoes. R.M. Williams, I could deal with that. And so I walked instead.
You did not. You followed him into the shop.
And he fitted me out for a pair of R.M. shoes. And you know what the real kicker was? He charged me $250. So
they weren't free.
They were not free. I got the staff discount.
So he's hustled you with some parking.
Yes.
In the $250.
Half an hour parking cost me $250.
I want to play the ad because this is the ad that I think everyone's seen. Because who's the big man when it comes to R.M. Williams? He's even got a stake in the company.
Well, look, I didn't realise, but you're going to tell me it's Hugh Jackman.
It's Hugh Jackman, and this is his R.M. Williams ad.
The average person will take 216,262,500 steps in their lifetime. But in the end, it's not the number of steps that matters. It's where they take you.
All right.
I love that.
You love it. My question is as follows.
What's the question?
Do you know where that, have you seen where that ad ends? Where does Jackman walk off from?
No, I haven't seen it. Tell me.
A theatre. What's happened to R.M. Williams?
What's happened to
him? It used to be work boots.
Are you saying they've become effeminate?
Yep.
Yeah, right. They're not the hard man boots they used to be.
I'm saying that you're wearing those and you have to, you know, as well as I do, that you think you're being sort of rugged and working class.
Absolutely.
You do, don't you?
Yeah, yeah.
You're not.
Yeah, right.
You're being a theatre.
I'm being a thespian at some sort of, we won't use another word. I'm disappointed by that because I'd like to think that I possibly am making it, I'm bringing the manly back to R.M. Williams.
That's what I'm thinking because the way you strut around in them, I thought he thinks he's in cowboy boots or something here when really you're treading the boards doing My Fair Lady.
The way I walk to get... Mate, the way I walk to get my flat whites in these.
Butch. Husey and Kate catch up with Ed Cavalier.
Leave what's been irking you behind. You get your Money Can't Buy a Forky Friday mug and calico bag.
Yeah, right.
Rose, take it away.
I just want to fork delivery drivers.
Oh, why?
Why? Because whenever you ask to leave your parcel at home and it doesn't need a signature, they send it to the post office.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Can I just butt in here? My wife is waiting for a new phone. She really said, just throw it over the fence, and they didn't do it.
She said throw it over the fence. You're not going to throw it over the fence, mate.
She wanted it thrown over the fence.
There's nowhere on the box to tick and throw over the fence.
Rose, that's you want it thrown over the fence, don't you, Rose? Just throw it over the fence.
No, not a phone. Anything like clothes or something, but not a phone.
Oh, for God's sake. They're in packaging. They've come all the way from bloody China. Even throwing over the fence is going
to
hurt it.
Yeah, they weren't throwing over the fence in China. Of course they were.
All right, give it to them. Give it to those delivery people.
Fuck you, delivery driver.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Great job, Rose.
Yeah, let's do another one.
Clara.
Clara?
Clara, what's getting you? Yeah,
we've called you Clara in here. One of the producers put an L in your name. There's no L in your name, is there, Clara?
No, it's Sarah with an F.
An F.
Yeah, okay. Well, we're way off.
An F for fork you, basically, to all of us. Yeah.
What's got you goat?
I'm forking the people who use the microwave in the parents' room for their own food.
In the parents' room? So they...
Yeah. They not for their children.
Yeah, they probably... So have they got children with them or not? Or are they just rocking
in
with...
They're workers. They're rocking in their work clothes and then they're heating their food.
Yeah, you can't do that.
And it's just meant for babies' bottles, is it?
Yeah, it's meant for milk and baby's food, and I had my child screaming, and this lady didn't even care.
Yeah, and she's punching out an apricot chicken lean cuisine. That's no help to anyone, Farah.
What's she doing in there? She should have her own bloody microwave, her own business, you know?
What did you say to her, Farah?
Nothing. I thought she was going to turn around and apologise, and she just walked off.
No, give it to her, Farah.
As you can.
Fuck you!
Yeah. Brilliant.
Yeah, you know what?
Yeah, I'm on board with that one.
Yeah, but I'm not completely on board because sometimes I go into the parents' room without my children because I'm a parent.
What are you doing there?
I'm a parent. It's a parents' room.
What on earth do you do in there?
There might be more room for the toilet in there, you know? So give yourself some privacy in a parents' room.
The Husey and Kate catch up with Ed Cavalier.
I've got a dilemma for you. I had a dilemma the other day in involving a sportsman, a great Australian sportsman, legend of Australian sport. I'm in Brisbane. I'm at the airport. It's Saturday morning. Mm-hmm. It's about 8 a.m. Mm. I'm at the in the Qantas lounge. You love Qantas?
Oh yeah,
I love
sure
Qantas.
Do.
So I'm in the lounge, in the business lounge.
Oh, the really good lounge.
Yeah. Well, whatever, mate. They're sponsoring R&B Fridays. You know, they're great.
Wonderful company.
Great company. So I'm in there and I'm getting some birch and muesli, as I do. I love my birch, as I said. You know, I said them before, didn't I?
Describe where you said the bircher was.
At the bircher station. You know what I'm
so relatable.
Mate.
Bircher station.
No, well, it's just where the bircher is, the birch and muesli. It's in little jars.
Okay, so you're at the
two jars.
Oh, you get two jars. You're a man. You're a man with two jars of bircher.
Very small portions. So, two jars.
Oh, isn't that the worst? When you're in the business lounge and the birch is in small portions.
So you've got to get two and you feel like you're greedy, but you're not greedy.
You're not.
And then I hear Husey turn around. It's early in the morning. Who's this? And it takes me a second. It's Billy Slater, the legend. Yeah, Queenslander.
Yeah, the rugby league legend. Melbourne Storm, Queensland and Australia fullback, absolute legend of the game.
All-timer, yeah?
Absolutely all-timer.
And so we're standing there. He's getting his hard boiled. Mm-hmm. I'm getting my birch. Mm-hmm. And we have a bit of a chat.
So so far there's no dilemma.
No, the dilemma is that we go our separate ways. I get my bircher, he gets his boiled eggs. And I think, should I sit with him? Should I sit with him?
Was he by himself?
I didn't know at this point.
Okay.
Because
I know you were.
I was by myself.
That was never in question.
Yeah, so I'm thinking, should I find him?
Yeah.
But he did come up to me. And so,
I think he came up to the food.
No, but my back was to him. So he said my name. But I didn't.
Did
know
he take any food when he walked off, or was it purely for a chat?
No, he took extra food when he walked off.
All right, so he was getting food, and you're in the way. I did.
Sasha, you contacted him?
Yes, I sent him a text message.
He couldn't come on the radio today.
No, unavailable. This
good
afternoon.
Sign.
Yeah. What question did you ask him?
Can you come on and talk about whether, you know, you should have sat together at the airport.
Whether Husey should have sat next to you, sat with you at the airport.
Absolutely.
While we waited for planes. And so he's responded to that.
He has. It's got the
response.
So
it's got a response here. It's a drum roll. I'm nervous.
Am I allowed to open it? Okay.
Yeah. What's he say?
I must admit, I thought the same thing. However, being 6 a.m. and most of us were walking around like zombies, I chose to respect his personal space.
Oh, he wanted to hang out.
He wanted me there.
He wanted to hang out.
We've got to hang out together.
Birchard together.
No.
The Husey and Kate catch up with Ed Cavalier.
Who haven't you told your partner about?
Yes. It's honesty, best policy, better out than in. You know what? And you've now, the Tiff knows that you went out with a girl who was on Survivor. And it was before you met Tiff.
Yeah. And I didn't know she was on until recently.
But it is a sin of omission, though, isn't it?
Because I wouldn't have thought so.
Yeah, well.
Yeah,
no, it's a sin of omission.
I wouldn't have thought so.
I think so.
Show of hands out there.
Sin of omission.
Producers.
A TV show.
Sin of omission.
No, they're all on the phones.
They couldn't care less.
Sasha, what do you think?
They're on their Tinder.
If your boyfriend went out with a girl from Survivor and he hadn't told you, would you be annoyed?
I'd be really annoyed.
Really? Sasha's the wrong person to go to.
Really annoyed or not?
Sasha wants me to...
Yeah, I'd be... Why are you keeping it a secret?
I didn't know she was on there.
You've kept secrets from men, though, haven't you? Let's be honest.
What?
Of course you have.
Yeah, fair play too.
When your ex-husband, did he know that you'd gone out with his brother? He knew or he didn't
know?
Yes,
he did.
He did know.
He did.
Was it New Zealand?
Were you going out with his brother when you got him? Did he take you off his own brother?
No, his brother broke out with me and then we got together a few months later.
So his brother
why
did.
Are we talking about this?
This is much worse.
Hang on, we've got a mystery guest.
No, I wonder.
Hang on.
I mean, of all, is it the Masked Singer? Is it the Masked Singer? Is it the Masked Singer? Is it Lindsay Lohan? Have we finally got Lindsay?
I'm going to guess this is not Lapalio. Is this Casey Hawkins?
Yes, it is.
Hello, Case. How are you?
Hi, how
are you doing? I'm going well.
Now, Casey, you might not know this, but Ed told his beautiful wife, Tiffany Hall, this afternoon that an ex-girlfriend was on Survivor. So Tiffany knows that you two went out. But can you tell Australia what was the first line you said to Ed when you saw him in that bar?
Don't do that.
I said, thank God you're here.
Yes, I need a drink. That's correct. That is correct. How are you, Kate?
And it worked, didn't it?
It did work. It most certainly did.
Yes. So there you go. You too.
Well, I was surprised, Case. I was good to see you on that. You should have lasted longer, though. You were too, you know, you were too friendly to people. They took advantage, Case.
Yeah. I thought you would have had a good laugh.
I loved it.
It made me look a bit clueless, but I mean.
Which you're not. You're not clueless. You're just a, you know.
No, he's only got
person.
Nothing but fond memories of your time together.
What have you heard, Hughie?
All right, now we've had our fun. We've had a lot of fun.
Caravan. You're a lovely person. That's what I heard.
Yes.
So, are you still single or not single, Casey?
I don't know how to answer that.
Well,
not really.
You're not single. You've got a boyfriend.
It's that in between, dating phase.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know where you're at, to be honest, but we know that, Ed, you do have a beautiful wife. So
absolutely right. So
you probably should say goodbye to Casey, or you're not going to catch up with her very often, are you, Ed?
Well, as much as you would love that, David.
I don't want that.
Case, it is lovely to speak to you, and well done on Survivor, and nice to speak to you again, and good luck.
Thank you very much.
Bye, Case.
Thanks for catching up with the Husey and Kate Catch-Up with Ed Cavalier. Want more Husey and Kate? Download the Hit app. Want access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au. Husey.